An old saying goes that there are three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth. That is basically the premise of a new triple feature. Three films show a crumbling relationship from three points of view. This cinematic trilogy is called The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. Him, Her, and Them. Them comes out in theaters today. Him and Her will be released next month. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
There's a romantic scene in all three versions of The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby when the two main characters cuddle on the grass in a park.
This is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
He's a squinty-eyed, sweet-faced restaurant owner in New York City. She's an arrestingly beautiful, red-haired grad student. It's night. They're watching fireflies.
There's only one heart in this body. Have mercy on me.
Shut up.
That's the guy's version. In her movie, the moment goes like this.
There's only one heart in this body. Have mercy on me.
Shut up.
As you can hear, the scenes are pretty similar. The differences are subtle. Tones of voice, shifts in mood, scraps of dialogue, who looks at who and how. But in each movie, the characters share the screen in only a few scenes. Most of him is about, well, him. In Her, she spends time at her childhood home trying not to talk about the breakup and what caused it to her sister and her dad.
Please, stop reminding me that something's wrong.
That's not my intention.
Please let me stop thinking about it.
Three separate films, all written and directed by Ned Benson. Even he calls the entire project
delusional and crazy.
Especially for a guy who'd never before made a feature film. It all started 10 years ago when Benson showed his girlfriend a script of what was essentially the guy's side of The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. That was the story he wanted to tell. But his girlfriend had some questions.
Where does she disappear to? And who is she? And can you answer some of those questions for me?
He could. He did. He got excited.
Well, maybe I should just write the whole other side of it. And then she sort of looked at me and she's like, yeah. And then I did.
The girlfriend was a then unknown actress named Jessica Chastain. This was before her Oscar nominations for Zero Dark Thirty and The Help.
We were lucky that Jess's career started to take off.
And Benson was lucky that Chastain stuck with the project even after they broke up. She stars in it, she co-produced, and she helped recruit actors William Hurt and Isabelle Huppert. A top editor, Chrissy Bowden, got on board. She sees editing as a metaphor for what happens in this movie, how you selectively edit your memories of someone, how you shape the story of a relationship in your head.
In cutting, I always feel like the psychiatrist because I'm trying to get to understand what the character is.
So each movie's moods and rhythms reflect each character's state of mind. He's distracting himself, pushing his feelings away, and following her obsessively through the city.
The pacing in his movie is much faster, it's more reactive, and hers is more contemplative. And you see her slow burn and her uptightness and retentiveness.
I need to start from scratch. Alone, just try some other version of myself.
There's no scratch, Eleanor.
Maybe, but that's what I want.
Director Ned Benson says the main character, who he really did name Eleanor Rigby, is more in touch with her feelings. That's expressed in her movie through color.
For her film, it was a much warmer palette.
As opposed to his movie, all detached grays and blues. Even the way Benson filmed her side of things was different.
We had a looser camera, a much more handheld camera to sort of show the emotional unease that she was going through.
You can probably think of other films or books that tell the same story from multiple points of view. Rashomon, Time Code, The Alexandria Quartet. There were even two movies made for British TV in 1973 that starred Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. On one night, viewers could see Divorce His.
You've been trying to get away from me for a long time. Now this is your big opportunity.
And tune in the next night for Divorce Hers.
You'll go without me? Leave me here? It's not possible. Can anyone see what's happening?
Variety film critic Scott Fornas has seen these other films, and he enjoyed the disappearance of Eleanor Rigby in all three iterations.
Maybe a little pretentious, a little overreaching at times. It is a first film, and when you think about this as being a first film, or rather two first films, the level of the ambition is really quite staggering.
Fornas says his favorite was actually Them. It takes footage from both him and her. But writer and director Ned Benson resisted combining them at first. He wanted audiences only to see him and her.
It's a 3-hour and 10-minute two-part experience.
But even Benson admitted it was a marketing challenge. When the two films were acquired by the Weinstein Company, Benson and editor Chrissy Bowden were urged to cut a third version that might be an easier sell.
I volunteered to get in a room with Chrissy to see if it was even possible. And after a couple days, we saw that it was.
It wasn't very painful, was it, Ned?
No, I mean, we had
a lot
of fun.
It fell together really, really well.
Benson and Bowden say it just came down to picking scenes where the continuity worked better, where the rhythms felt right, where the emotional logic made sense.
We weren't making this horrible Sophie's Choice. We were sort of like, we've got two really strong versions of the scene.
You don't have to see him to understand her or them. And, says Ned Benson, you can watch the disappearance of Eleanor Rigby in whatever order you want to.
I wouldn't dictate how people should see it because I want them to create their own subjective experience with it.
The filmmakers hope in an age of binge-watching, the concept will interest audiences enough to see the same story from different points of view. Chrissy Bowden says it was the ultimate experience for an editor, especially compared to more commercial projects.
I just finished a movie that was 92 minutes long, and it was so fast. I was like, it's done? I can't believe it. There must be more.
For his part, director and writer Ned Benson is wrapping up a screenplay he describes as a Robert Altman-style tribute to Los Angeles. He says making just one movie for a change will come as a relief. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. A reminder that Audie Cornish of NPR's All Things Considered will be joining us for 3 weeks, starting on Monday. I'm Steve Inskeep.